Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit doesn't matter. No credit doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce, it just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
This is Steve Dale's Pet
Steve
World.
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Got an issue with Fido or Fluffy? Steve Dale is here to help.
What's up? I felt pretty good, right?
Steve Dale's Pet World.
Okay.
Whether your feline is missing the litter box or your canine doesn't like the mailman, call the show toll-free.
She said toll-free.
At 866-554-PETS.
They've done studies, you know.
That's 866-554-7387.
60% of the time, it works. Every time.
Well, as a certified animal behavior consultant, my job is to stand here to help you. So call 866-554-PETS. I can't help you unless you tell me what the problems are. And you know what? Here's what human nature does. I tend to get the calls or the emails, and you can email me, steve@petworldradio.net, as well as call. You could find me through Facebook also. But, you know, this is what human beings do. And these are the questions I get all the time. Steve, my cat is missing the litter box. And then I say, well, how long has this been going on? 7 years. And by the way, you have a week to fix it or we get rid of the cat. So please call me sooner than later. Let me know about a problem. And, you know, as soon as there is a change of behavior with your pets, I should not be the first phone call. Your veterinarian should be the first phone call because it may be a medical issue. Oh, now, got off the subject a little bit. I wanted to talk about today's show. So we will have on the show Dr. Susan Little. She is a past president of the Wynn Feline Foundation. That's W-I-N-N Feline Foundation. If you have a cat, if you know someone who has a cat, have ever seen a cat, those cats, their health has all been benefited by 50 years of funding cat health studies that the Wynn Feline Foundation has done. So everything from the vaccines our cats typically may get to the food most cats eat to understanding illnesses and then treating those illnesses, the drugs that are used for cats to treat a variety of different problems, all of that and much more. Funded by the Wynn Feline Foundation. I mean, we're talking about 50 years worth. So if I stood here and tried to describe and rattle off everything, okay, I'll rattle off a few examples. Diabetes, completely misunderstood. We were treating it one way. It turns out this other way, realized only just a few years ago, was the right way to treat diabetes in cats, and now some cats go into remission. Feline leukemia virus, I'm going back many years now, but it was called the feline lymph node disease, I think. I mean, it was poorly understood, and it was the Wynn Feline Foundation funded studies that help us to first better understand what the heck we're dealing with here, that this is a retrovirus, how it occurs, how it's passed from one cat onto another, and then create the vaccine to actually do something about it. I mean, there are so many examples. Well, Dr. Susan Little will talk about much of that. She is a past president of the Wynn Feline Foundation. One of my favorite guests is Beth Edelman. She is the author of Dogs and Cats Saving Our Precious Pets. We usually don't interview authors of children's books, but this is for children that are a bit older. And also, she's a certified cat behavior consultant, and this isn't just another kid's book, as you will find out. And what do you think the most popular names for dogs are, or for cats, and maybe some peculiar pet names that have become, well, surprisingly common? All of that and your telephone calls at 866-554-PETS.
We move to Illinois. Russell, how are you?
Good. How you doing, Steve?
Okay. What's going on?
Big issue I have with the dog is that she seems to have... I adopted her when she was about a year and a half old. She's 8 years old now, so I've had her for a while, and she's mm-hmm. always had severe, or not always, but it seems the last 4 to 5 years, she's developed severe separation anxiety. Whenever she knows I'm going out, she starts to shake terribly.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I've set up a webcam, so I had a motion detector on it, so I'm able to, like, see what she's doing when I'm not there. And a lot of the time, she just, she'll be go on her mat, and she'll start shaking terribly. When I leave, she's up in front of the camera area, and she pretty much hangs out in one area, and she starts, like, a very low kind of howling.
Yeah.
That she'll do on and off for a while. And then the other thing I notice is she'll, you know, she's hyperventilating a lot and sweating a lot, and when I come home, I can see in one spot that there's a lot of saliva, just, you know, little drips on the carpet because she's been standing there hyperventilating.
Yes, yes, I understand. Yeah. I wish you had called me sooner than 4 years or however long this has been going on. And, you know, sometimes people, and I'm not suggesting this is you, sometimes people do think, okay, if I just leave it alone, the dog eventually will realize that, well, I'm coming back. There's nothing to worry about. And while some dogs kind of figure that out and their separation distress becomes less distressful over the years, they are actually the exception. Usually it is like your dog. It actually gets worse and worse and worse over time. And, yeah, I mean, your high-tech system is great, but it's got to be heartbreaking to watch your dog suffer like this. And, indeed, these dogs are suffering. So, really, for a dog that's this entrenched in the behavior, I'm going to offer some general ideas, but what you really need to do is to see a veterinary behaviorist so you can get some hands-on help. To find a veterinary behaviorist near you, no matter where you are in the country, they are called the Diplomates of the American College of Veterinary Behavior. So it's DACVB, Diplomates of the American College of Veterinary Behavior, and then DACVB.org. And they've got one of those listing things. So for other folks out there with issues, if you're in, I don't know, Florida, you could look, and they have a geographic map there. And, oh, here are the behaviorists near me. So it's a locator. So you could find folks that are near you. Now, here's some general advice for you. You say, and these dogs are so good at predicting when we're about to leave. So what you could try doing is to mix up the dog so those cues don't get the dog so upset even before you leave the house. So take a weekend and go nowhere, but pretend you are going somewhere. So sit down on the sofa, watch TV, you're relaxed, commercial comes on, and you do all the things you do when you're about to leave the house, you know, and be a good actor, so good you're going to fool your dog, like you're really going somewhere. Get your keys, get your shoes on, get your coat on if it's cold enough to do that. Do whatever you would normally do. Rush around a little bit. Stick your oh, I forgot my wallet. Run back and get that. Like you're really going. Go out the door and come right back in. Go nowhere. And do this about 100 times. I mean, really, do this many times over and over until you see your dog is like, he's crazy. He's not going anywhere. I've got nothing to worry about. Then what you do is you go for a longer period of time than no time at all. So you're actually gone for, count off 10 seconds. Count off 30 seconds. Go down and say hello to your neighbor or check. Well, you could do some lawn work or something. And then come back in 2 minutes and increase the amount of time. Now, for some dogs, this does nothing, especially dogs that are as entrenched in the behavior as yours is. But for some dogs, it truly can be helpful. What might be necessary for a dog like yours, you really need to see your veterinarian, and a veterinary behaviorist might be the best option.
Okay.
Okay, so the good news, the bad news is your dog looks like he's suffering, and your dog is. The good news is
you can do something about this. It's not going to change overnight. I mean, this has been going on for years, but you can help and should help your dog. You've called in to do just that. That's the right thing to do. So hold on. I will talk to you. Our telephone number is 866-554-PETS. You need to go to YouTube. Yes, to see the cat videos you watch and maybe to see television shows from the 1950s. I don't know what you go to YouTube for, but I do know this. You need to go there to see my videos. There are now about 200 of those videos on YouTube on my page, which you can freely subscribe to. Just type in my name, Steve Dale, when you go to YouTube. Also, find me on Facebook, like most out there. I do have a Facebook fan page, and I'd love, love, love for you to be my friend, to like my Facebook fan page, where I, in fact, have lots of pet news. Here's a news item. Yes, hot off the press. The 2017 most popular and sometimes unique pet names, according to Pet Healthy Paws Insurance. That's next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve@petworldradio.net.
The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all natural, fast acting, salt free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step Sure Paws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step Sure Paws online or to retail near you.
Fluffy, puffy, cuddly, soft, quiet, sweet, curious, luxurious, playful, coy, indifferent, pedigree, domestic, long hair, short hair, hairless, careless, hot mess, tabby, crabby, calico, companion. There are a lot of words you could use to describe cats. Slow isn't one of them. And because cats are fast, there's Catigo for cats. New flea and tick protection that works at the speed of cats, killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12. Catigo. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
It's flu season, and in addition to protecting yourself and your family from the flu, you also need to protect your dog. Like human flu, both strains of canine flu are highly contagious and can cause runny nose and eyes, cough, fever, pneumonia, and in rare cases, even death. Don't worry, a new vaccine covers both strains of canine influenza. That means better protection for half the injections. Don't wait, vaccinate. Contact your veterinarian or visit doginfluenza.com to learn more.
You're listening to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding, wildfires, it's a dangerous time of year. Planning ahead and having your pets microchipped could save their lives. Help protect your pets by visiting the veterinarian before storm season gets underway for a simple and inexpensive procedure to implant a microchip. Then your pet's microchip number and your contact information must be enrolled in a national secure recovery database such as Home Again. Safety for your pets and security for you. Please visit homeagain.com.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
So what are your pets' names? I wonder if they fall into this list, the most common names for dogs and cats. In 2017, according to Pet Healthy Paws Insurance, for dogs, male dogs, I'm just going to do the top three for the entire list. Check out my blog, stevedale.tv. All right, for dogs, male dogs, number three, Max. Number two, Charlie. And number one, Cooper. For female dogs, number three, Lucy. I love Lucy. Number two, Luna. And number one, Bella. For cat names. And interestingly here, and this has been the trend for many years now, you don't see a Fido or a Fluffy or a Snoopy or typical dog or cat names, whatever they might be. They're names that you might name your own kids. I mean, kids with two legs. For cat names, male, Leo is number three. Milo is two. And number one, Oliver? Well, That's what it says here. And for female cats, number three, Lucy, number two, Bella, and number one, Luna. But on this entire list, I don't see any name here. Not a single one. I'm looking at all of them now. That would be your typical pet name, like from the 1950s or 60s, that would not be a name of a person. You know what I mean? So here's some odd or unique names that I think are kind of fun. Punky Hopter. Imagine naming your dog this. Google. I guess it brings a whole new meaning to the term Google search. Agent Cooper Pooper Scooper. Who would name their dog that? The Great Catsby? Well, I think that's kind of cute. Annie Guacamole? Well, for the entire list, as I said, check out my website. That's stevedale.tv. Coming up next, a conversation with cat behavior consultant Beth Adelman. Her book, Dogs and Cats, Saving Our Precious Pets. It's a kid's book, but they are really adult topics that she's bringing to children, which I think is wonderful. For example, the importance of rescuing dogs and cats. That's next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
She is one of my favorite guests and a certified cat behavior consultant. Her name is Beth Adelman, and the name of this book is Dogs and Cats, Saving Our Precious Pets. It sounds almost like we need to save the planet. Hi, Beth.
Hi. Hey, we do need to save the planet, and we also need to save our pets.
Yeah, and that's greatly what you write about. You write about the overpopulation issue, and, you know, to make it clear, this pet book is for sort of a younger audience, correct?
It is. It's for kids, say, 8 to 12. So it's part of a series discussing all kinds of issues facing animals, including poaching and habitat destruction and why all the bees are going away and why that's a problem. So it's a great series for kids.
Yeah, that sounds it. And this particular book, because it's written by you, is indeed a great book. And you touch on lots of different topics, I believe.
I do. So it touches on homelessness. It touches on the fact that our cats and dogs are well-fed but kind of bored. It touches on positive training, and it also touches on purebred cats and dogs and how some breeds are being bred to such extremes that they're no longer healthy.
Yeah, and that really is increasingly a problem at the World Veterinary Medical Association at their recent conference. They had a special symposium on that issue, and I love the fact that they direct on were discussing this issue that I think some of us, particularly in America, have wanted to avoid, but there's a certain reality, I think.
There is, and I mean, you can't deny the science of genetics, and the science of genetics tells us that the smaller the gene pool, the more problems are going to be concentrated. And there's also the sense that, you know, when animals have a physical structure that's very, very extreme, I'm thinking very flat-faced dogs or very flat-faced cats, and also very narrow skulls like with collies and Siamese cats, there's not enough room in there for them to have, you know, all of the innards that they need, you know, and so they're going to have chronic health problems.
And that's putting it simply, and there are a variety of other problems that have resulted in purebred dogs and cats. But having said that, I mean, this is why it's such a complicated issue. Then people say, okay, get a mixed breed. I'm all for that. I'm certainly for, and I know you are, rescuing animals. But in the dog world in particular, if it's a part, I don't know, part pug and part bulldog, now you've got potentially genetic issues of two breeds. So that isn't necessarily the answer in of itself either.
Oh, and I agree, and that's why, you know, I'd like to see animals not bred without any kind of genetic testing. I mean, whether they're mixed breed or purebred, everyone sort of thinks genetic testing is for purebred animals, but it's for mixed breed animals too, and genetic testing would tell us who's healthy and who's not, even if they seem to be healthy.
And I think that veterinary medicine, by the way, is going to go that route. As far as nutrition too, you know, to determine the appropriate diet for whatever animal it is. You adopt an animal, I'm looking into my crystal ball 5 or 10 years from now, you adopt an animal, and there'll be genetic testing to tell you exactly what defects potentially this animal has, what breeds or mix of breeds are involved in this animal, and that diet, as well as predictive medicine, if you will be based on the results of those tests. And that is coming along, probably for human medicine too, from everything I read. And in reading your book, Dogs and Cats Saving Our Precious Pets. And we only have 1 minute here. We've talked a lot about positive reinforcement on the show for dogs. How about for cats?
Oh, it's, you know, positive training is as important for cats as it is for dogs. And sometimes, because cats often don't go outside or they go outside without a leash, people think that they don't need to teach their cats any cues, you know, so they don't bother training them. But it's so simple to train your cat, for instance, to get off the table or get off the counter or stop scratching your couch by teaching them positive cues. You know, people say, oh, if your dog jumps up on you when you come in the door, teach him to sit instead, teach a different behavior. And the same can be true of cats. You know, if your cat scratches the couch or jumps up on the counter, you can teach him a different behavior and just call them away very easily. The thing is, though, you always have to remember that animals, dogs and cats, whenever they're doing something repeatedly, it's because they're expressing a need. And so when you teach them a different behavior, you also have to say, what is the need they're expressing and how can I give it to them in a different way?
So with a cat on the counter, what you mean is the cat saying, I want to go where there's food if people are leaving food on the counter, and or I just want to go up to a higher place because I'm a cat.
Right. And so you can give your cat another high place. Sometimes I advise people to just put a bar stool next to the counter, and then you can teach your cat a cue that means come sit over here. So if you teach your cat the jump up sit cue and use it for the bar stool, then you have positive training. You're training your cat to jump on the bar stool, and the cat's not going on the counter. Problem solved.
Now I know why there's so many bar stools in your house.
That's right.
I thought there was another reason altogether, but I guess I'm wrong. Beth Adelman, superstar, thank you very much. Again, the name of the book, primarily for kids, Dogs and Cats Saving Our Precious Pets. Beth, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity.
Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Biz Talk Radio. Biz Talk Radio.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630. If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-470-4453. 800-470-4453. That's 800-470-4453.
There's no question you need omega-3s, but which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Dale's Pet World, a real pet expert giving advice about real pets. Yeah, we're keeping it real.
866-554-PETS, 866-554-7387. Kathy in Florida, you are on the radio. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
You have a question?
Yes, I do. I have three chihuahuas. Two are male.
All right, we're done.
One is female.
We're done. That's all I need to know.
You know what? You're right. Exactly right. All my friends and my family tell me that, too. But anyway.
Well, congratulations. I assume some are rescued dogs because...
No, actually, they're not. They're leftovers from the Paris Hilton days when my kids were teenagers, so, you know.
They're rescue dogs, sort of,
and they take off, and I get stuck with the dogs, but I love them.
Of course, of course. Right. So what's the question?
Two, like I said, two are males, one is female, and they're older, so they're 11 and 12. I think the oldest male is 12, and then the other two are 11.
Okay.
They were puppies of the male.
Got it.
And anyway, for many years, they've been housebroken.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, a couple years ago, they decided that they were just going to mark everywhere. And it is actually marking. I know it's marking. You know, I can tell. And the males have not been fixed.
Why?
Because I was breeding them.
Okay. Okay.
So, why are they doing this all of a sudden, and what can be done about it? Is there anything?
Sure. I don't know why they're doing it all of a sudden. Probably has to do with the relationship with the dogs, or me asking you lots of other questions that I just don't have time on the radio to do.
And you know what? You're right. It is the relationship. They don't like each other. They never have.
There we go. Okay. So, two things you should do. One is to consider neutering the dogs, because that may help you. It may overnight solve the problem. Odds are, because it's been going on for 2 years, it's also an entrenched behavior at this point, so it may not instantly do that. I cannot promise that. However, what you, I think, need to do is to bring in a professional who can say, all right, this is going on here, this is going on there, and I am going to, because on the radio, it is difficult for me. I mean, we could talk about it a little bit, why and under what circumstances they're not getting along, but you really need someone to come in, look at what's going on, a positive reinforcement dog trainer who understands behavior, and that's the secret. So you want a certified animal behavior consultant, or maybe a veterinary behaviorist. You can't go wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, they're wearing diapers all the time.
Well, you know, that's one way to solve the problem as well. And I'm also assuming nothing is medically is going on, but if we're talking about more than one dog, obviously odds are it's not medical.
Right, and it's not. I mean, they get their checkups, you know, every year, and I take them to the vet anytime there's any least little thing wrong. So I don't think that's the issue. I just think that they are two males that are competing.
Oh, so it's only the two males that are having this issue?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So here's some things you could try that won't. There's no downside. Take them out more often. Also, provide a litter box in the house. And teach them to go in the litter box, which wouldn't be a bad idea.
I have done that.
Yeah.
I have done that. And they pee in the litter box. I mean, they just, it's like if one goes, then the other one has to go. If one goes out, the other one has to. I mean, and they do it just to be marking. There's nothing that works.
So one goes in the house. So what you can do then is prevent one from going in the house. So tether one of the dogs to you. So literally, that leash is attached to you. If the dog begins to go, you can clap your hands, interrupt the dog, take the dog outside, and then that dog will go. But grab the other dog if you can, take them both outside. If one goes, then the other overmarks the other. Outside, you don't care, you know.
Right.
So that would be one idea as well, not giving the dog an opportunity to do it.
Yeah, I think I'll try that, although I hope it becomes a habit and not have to do that forever.
No. That would be the idea, you know, for it to become a habit. So if after a month, I'm making up a period of time here because there's no exact science to this, but if after a month your dog is okay and your dog doesn't have an accident in the house, then probably you're okay. No guarantees. It could be six weeks. It could be 2 weeks. I don't have that magic formula. I wish I did. But at some point in time, if your dog isn't at that point having accidents in the house, your dog isn't going to.
Great. Well, that sounds good. I'm going to try that.
All right. Let us know what happens.
I will. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Our phone number is 866-554-PETS. Another thing she could do is, you know, crate training has several purposes, and one is to enforce house training, if you will. Now, I wouldn't want this dog, who's an adult dog, in the crate all the time. That's not fair. But when she thinks there might be a problem and she can't run the dog outside, to put the dog, in a good way, not punishment, into the crate, if they're crate trained and if they don't mind their crates. By the way, not together. These dogs aren't getting along. Again, our phone number, 866-554-PETS. Next, you will hear our email question of the week. You can email your questions to me, Steve, at petworldradio.net. And this is a really common concern. You know, dogs that enjoy the idea of a car ride, but really do not enjoy the car ride. So much so, they may even get sick. What do you do about that? And that's next.
We're always standing by to take your call at 866-554-PETS or email steve at petworldradio.net.
The temperatures are dropping. The streets and sidewalks are ice packed, and your dog is giving you that look. He wants to go for a walk. And because you love your dog, you not only take him outside, you make sure his paws stay safe by using SurePaws Ice Melter, part of the Safe Step family of products. Safe Step SurePaws is an all natural, fast acting, salt free ice melter. It's so safe, the EPA designated it as a product that meets its rigorous Safer Choice standard. It quickly melts ice around your home without harming your pet's paws or your landscaping. And because it uses magnesium chloride, not salt, it's more effective at melting ice in extremely low temperatures and safer for your family and pets. It's the best of both worlds, safe and powerful. You'll also save money with Safe Step SurePaws because you'll use 75% less product than rock salt to achieve the same results. Choose the ice melter that's safer for your family, furry friends included. Find Safe Step SurePaws online or at a retail near you.
Catago for Cats presents A Quick Joke from a Cat.
Why did the cat run from the tree? Because he was afraid of the bark. Now I'll tell it so dogs can understand. Why did the cat run?
Cats are fast. That's why they need Catago. Flea and tick control made just for them. Killing fleas within 6 hours. Some other products kill fleas within 12.
I'm not saying dogs are slow, but yes I am.
Catago. Made for a cat? Fast like a cat. Now from your veterinarian and at PetSmart.
The only radio show for the whole family that often advises using toys with feathers.
I miss my little kitty cat.
Welcome back to Steve Dale's Pet World.
Throughout much of 2018, and I do want you to go to this website, fearfreehappyhomes.com. Fear-free happy homes. And the idea is, aside from providing really good content, because so much on the internet, you know, of what's there, that it may be authored by experts that really aren't experts. And this website has the most amazing content. I say that because I am one of the contributors. But above and beyond that, also the whole idea is we want to minimize fear, anxiety, and stress for pets, even in homes. And sometimes people don't even realize, you may love your pet, but you may not realize how anxious that pet is on occasion. Certainly when the carrier comes out, if we're talking cats, and the cat has to go to the veterinarian. One way to avoid that, for people who do get their cats as kittens, and happily, so many people do not. You know, I mean, we adopt cats of all ages. That's great. And also, sometimes the cats adopt us. You know, they're knocking on the door, and they say, let us in, you know, and we let them in. That's wonderful. But for those who do get kittens, I love the idea of kitten socialization classes, because at a very young age, these cats understand traveling in the car is, and we'll talk about traveling in the car in a moment for dogs, but traveling in the car, well, that's no big deal. Getting into the carrier, I actually like doing that. Can you imagine? But when you train them as kittens, it's a whole different thing. Kitten socialization classes, the topic next week on the show with Dr. Kirsty Sexel.
Great simple words.
You got mail.
Woohoo!
You can always email your questions to steve at petworldradio.net.
Dear Steve, my 1.5-year-old miniature Australian Shepherd gets car sick. I've tried Serenia. That's a medication for motion sickness. A holistic remedies, a thunder shirt. A thunder shirt is like a vest for dogs. And the theory goes that gentle, constant pressure is a solution to many types of anxiety, and in lots of dogs it really does work. They've tried Dramamine, you know what that is, right, for motion sickness for people, and it can be given to pets. They've tried pet
calming tablets. I'm not sure what that means. I've tried feeding the dog in the car and driving without feeding him. He starts to get anxious and starts to drool when he thinks we're going for a ride. I've tried to make it a game of getting him into our van. We've tried to make all destinations a happy place, and even taking him to see other dogs, which I know our dog likes. Do you have any advice for us? Well, you're doing all the right things. This is from Sandy. You're totally doing what's right. So what I get a sense of is that something else is going on, because Serenia is really a good drug for motion sickness. So if you're using that as directed, or Dramamine. Now, the downside to Dramamine, by the way, is it helps with motion sickness, but it also makes our dog sleepy and kind of feel a bit off at times. So if you take Dramamine and you know that that's a possibility, you understand why this is happening to you. Our dogs have no way to know that. So I prefer Serenia. I think that's better. It's also a drug specifically for dogs. But ultimately, that's a decision your veterinarian needs to make with you. But this sounds like there's more going on, right? Because is the dog just upset about the car ride, anxious about the car ride? So you're doing all the right things, but you're doing them a little more quickly than I would advise. So here's what I suggest. It's a process, but it works. Take your dog, say, let's go for a ride. Take your dog out to the car and let your dog jump in the car to get a really good treat and jump out. Jump in, jump out, jump in, jump out. So like Vitabone little trainers or whatever your treat of choice is for your dog, little pieces of cheese, whatever it might be, toss them into the back seat of the car. Dog jumps in, jumps out, make it a game. If your dog isn't that treat motivated or a bit overweight, you could use a toy. That's fine. It's a bit of exercise. That's a good thing. Make it fun. Now, if your dog's not having that, then you even have a more serious problem, and you need to talk to your veterinarian about that. But for most dogs, overwhelming majority, they'll do that much. Even if they don't like car rides, car is just standing still. The motor's not even running yet. So once your dog says, oh, this is great, and you do that for a week or two whenever you have the opportunity, not every day, but when you can, then at some point once your dog, oh, yeah, great, I get to jump into the back seat to get food or a toy, then start the engine but go nowhere. You're sitting in the front seat. If you can, get a helper. And same thing, toss toys or treats like Vitabone little trainers into the back seat, and the dog will jump in and out and in and out. Now, what you do is you close the door at some point. So when your dog is okay with that, and only until your dog is okay with that, and the car's running, jumping back into the back seat to get some treats or a toy, once that's good, your dog's not worried, not anxious, then you start the car, but you go nowhere. I mean, you pretty much do that. You go nowhere. Dog's okay with that. Now you want to go somewhere. So you close the door, you back up, you go 20 feet down the driveway and back home. That's all. And when you go back home, your dog gets fed. So after that car ride, good things happen. But again, so you're doing all the right things. We're just taking it step by step by step. Then you go down the block. Then you go around the block. Then eventually you do go somewhere. Somewhere your dog likes to go. You had the right idea. So to a friend's house who has another dog your dog likes, fine. But always end the trip with something positive. So either you come home and your dog gets fed, or you end up at a dog park or somewhere where your dog likes to go. You're doing it all right. You just took it a bit too fast. Now, we have some tools that can help us along today, and you didn't mention those tools. So one way we can lower that anxiety is a pheromone product that's called Adaptil. And it comes in several forms. A diffuser you can plug in. That won't work in the car, but what you can do is get an Adaptil collar. And it simply goes everywhere the dog goes. It effuses pheromones that help the dog feel more comfortable in whatever environment that dog happens to be in. It's not in of itself going to solve the problem, but combined with these other things I am talking about. Now, if your dog actually does get motion sickness, keep up the Serenia. You need to talk to your veterinarian about that part of it. Hope that helps a bit. You can email your questions to me, Steve, at petworldradio.net. Coming up next, a conversation about an organization that if you have a cat, know anyone that has a cat, have ever heard of cats, you need to care a lot about. They are celebrating their 50th anniversary, and we talk with Dr. Susan Little about that next.
Your calls are always welcome on Steve Dale's Pet World. Dial us up at 866-554-PETS.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Whether you travel for business, vacations, weekend breakaways, romantic interludes, or family adventures, you'll learn about unique destinations and tips to make your travel smooth, efficient, hassle-free, and inspirational when you listen to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Enjoy our fast-paced show, traveling from beaches to mountaintops, cities to fairy tale castles, whether you're traveling for business or adventure. So pack your bags and join us.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473, 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
Officially sanctioned by the American Veterinary Medical Association.
This is Vets on Pets.
That's where Steve talks to the vets about your pets.
Don't worry, this won't hurt a bit.
Dr. Susan Little is a past president of the Wynn Feline Foundation. In fact, the reason why I became involved with the Wynn Feline Foundation, in part, it's your fault. I'm still on the board. You cycled off the board, still on the scientific advisory board. You're one of the major forces in veterinary medicine. You are. You have two textbooks that I think are 50,000 pages each. I mean, really, you're an important person, have always been. What attracted you to the Win Feline Foundation, where you said, this is something I need to do?
Gosh, that was a long time ago. I don't even remember how long ago it was, but it was really a long time ago. And I think it was because it's unique. There really isn't another organization like WIN. There's other nonprofits that fund projects in veterinary medicine, but none that I know of anyway that fund just for cats. So having that, and WIN started to do that back in the early 80s, long time ago. So they were really quite visionary. So it was very attractive to me that it was an organization focused on cats, that they'd actually been doing it for a long time, and it already made a big impact even before you and I got involved with WIN.
Absolutely. I want to talk about that impact. Big impact, what does that mean?
So in veterinary medicine, cats are kind of the poor stepchild, I think. Maybe the ferret people think that too, I don't know. But there are species that just get less research, right? And for cats, it seems such a shame because they are the number one pet in North America and many other countries around the world. Pet ownership of cats is increasing in many countries. And yet, you know, if you look in any popular veterinary journal, and you add up the number of articles where research is done on dogs, it's going to be more, you know, than research done on cats. So that's been a chronic problem.
During your time that you were on the board, a lot was learned about all sorts of things. In fact, just one example, feline infectious peritonitis, FIP, that was known about for some time, but some of the breakthroughs happened to occur when you were there. And there are others I could rattle off. It's not only that one.
That's a big one, though, FIP, because, as you know, WIN really was committed to cracking that what seemed to be impossible to crack problem of not just getting good diagnostics, but coming up with a treatment. And the years and years and the thousands and thousands of dollars that donors helped us invest into that is finally beginning to pay off with some totally new ways of thinking about attacking that infection that will save lives. And I don't know of anything that's been more eagerly anticipated, really, right, in feline medicine than a breakthrough for FIP treatment. So I think our investment in that, while at times it looked like it was a rocky road, I think we can now be pretty well assured it's going to pay off.
You know, you once told me that of all of the things you've done, and sometimes you're modest, but you've done a lot in veterinary medicine. Of all the things you've done, being on the WIN board is something that mattered incredibly.
It did, because it's a once-in-a-lifetime chance to truly make a difference. Veterinary medicine has been a really good profession to me. It's treated me well. I've met so many nice people. Veterinarians are the best people. I've met so many nice people, whether they're veterinarians or allied with veterinary medicine, so many kind-hearted people. I've been able to help bring veterinary medicine and feline medicine to parts of the world where it's really emerging. So it's been a good profession to me. And the ability to give back in a meaningful way. And there's not a lot of opportunities to do that. WIN was one of those opportunities, to the point where the first textbook that I was fortunate enough to be able to do, I dedicated it to WIN. The impetus behind that, it was still very much in my mind, right? This dedication to advancing feline medicine. And so that textbook really features WIN up front.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
To learn more about the WIN Feline Foundation, you can check them out at WIN, W-I-N-N, felinefoundation.org. One study that, in fact, was just supported by the WIN Feline Foundation. Have you heard of people, maybe you know someone, who has heart disease, where they use a halter, a device called a halter, to measure what's going on with the heart? Well, some veterinarians have said, why can't we do that with cats? One of the most common causes of death in adult cats is called feline hypertrophic cardiomyopathy. So if we can better monitor what's going on, maybe we can help these cats. Well, it turns out the cats will accept the halters, and it kind of is looking like this can work for appropriate cats. So those are the kinds of studies the WIN Feline Foundation embarks upon, which, of course, if you're a cat lover, we hope you support. That's W-I-N-N, felinefoundation.org.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Be good to your pets. They'll be good to you. We'll talk to you next time.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
BizTalk Radio.